dizzy.
Yeah.
What, the heat?
No, I never got a record.
Huh?
I got it with a woman.
Pardon?
I went by the single.
You were never there?
Too darn hot or it's too cold. There's no happy medium.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bad way for the building to be.
Yeah, it's
normally in the home there's a thermostat and it gets too cold, it stops. Here you've got to get out of bed even if you don't feel you gotta turn it off or it keeps getting hotter and hotter
or cooler and cooler.
There's no way in which it stops and adjusts itself. You've got to get up and turn it off, which is a very stupid system for this system they have here.
Yeah, I know.
And in the room, it gets either too warm and you perspire, or they're too cold and you freeze. No happy medium. They need to do something to control the, a thermostat in this building. And in the long run, to me, they save money because they wouldn't be wasting the heat or wasting the cooling system. It would automatically shut off if they had some thermostat in the building.
Sure.
Well, what is your temperature, they say?
Mine's at 76.
Oh, it's expensive up there.
Yeah, so they're about 6.
Some of those units that are in the other rooms don't have the temperature with it like we have here.
Well, they're pretty old. I think this thing's a little more accurate. So.
Yes, that's true.
Although it doesn't really feel like 76.
No.
It feels more like 70.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's batteries that need to be changed.
That's right. Because when it was extremely warm and getting up there, 80, opened the window. The fact across the way has ears open too and lets some air in. It reduced to 75, which is better. I think that's a pretty good temperature, 73 or 75, for any house or any building.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no way in which you can control it here unless they do something about it. And that's why you hear a lot of coughing and people's colds on the floors, because the change of temperature is not even.
Mm-hmm. Well,
thank you.
Yeah, take care.
Huh? Somebody hit me right there.
Where?
Right there. I don't know who hit it, but somebody hit me over there.
Where did it happen?
Right here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Before I bought the bike, I saw it all the
time. Were you sleeping?
Yeah.
Somebody just snuck up on you and hit you?
Yeah.
I'm just maintenance. You probably have to get the nurse.
He's in the lobby.
He is? All you gotta do is pull on the light and he'll come.
I think I don't know how.
I did it for you.
Well, get him out of here. Pampers.
I know
they meant the next door there.
Right.
Over here.
Diapers.
Diapers, yes. That's all I want, one of them. And to put on. And I can't explain it to you from further out. I need one of them. And put on. And I wet this. And because I didn't have a diaper on.
Well, you better call the nurse.
Ever since I've been here, it's been just like this.
Okay.
That's where you're going to sleep, because I'm going to be in that bed.
I'll put you somewhere else tonight.
Uh-huh. I'll watch you from my bed over here. And if I see you moving or getting up, I come up and I'll stand right here till I see where you're going to go. And I will be there with you.
You got to be careful of that sleepwalking, huh?
I'm a nurse.
Oh, yeah?
I know how to walk with you.
I gotta go to the hospital and be operated on Monday, and I don't know what I'm doing.
I was a Good Samaritan for 6 years.
I don't even know.
And I went to Bethesda at 8 years.
Yeah.
So I do like that, and I know how to handle it.
Done that for a long time. Well, take care.
Anything, Meister?
Will you give me a... Will you give me a...
What do you need?
I need the veil. Yeah, Vito. My feet won't touch. Let me go.
Help! Help somebody!
Taxi,
is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Who's that by? Who's that by?
I don't know.
Huh. Is it an old tune that you used to play?
Huh?
Is it an old tune that you used to play?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it takes a little practice, but then I'll try that, but it comes around all right.
Oh, that sounded great. How old did you say you were?
No.
How old did you say you were?